London, AP. Winter has set in, the Christmas lights have been switched on, and London's top cocktail bars have added their seasonal favorites to bar menus. From a festive old-fashioned to a boozy hot chocolate, these after-dinner drinks might inspire your own menu of holiday cocktails, to be supped slowly by the fire or washed down with your Christmas pudding. Five bars share their recipes. Roasted chestnut old-fashioned, from archive and myth. This hidden speakeasy, accessed by a password-protected door, has updated the traditional old-fashioned. They switch out the sugar for a chestnut liqueur, and instead of standard bitters they use walnut bitters for an extra nutty twist. Jack Sautee, the bar's consultant, says it couldn't be simpler to make at home, as it's just three ingredients, plus a pinch of salt, for salted caramel vibes, and some cloves added to the orange twist for a Christmas Y aroma. For dessert pairings, avoid the sweet on sweet of a Christmas pudding, and pair this drink with a cheese board instead. Pro tips. The easiest way to woo people to this festive drink, Sautee says, is with a big block of ice, to show a bit of extra effort. You just want to get a Tupperware in the freezer the night before and then just chop it up with a knife, he says. Also, clean up as you go. When you start drinking, you become less tidy, he jokes. Ingredients. 50 milliliters, 1.7 ounces, Compass Box Nectarosity, a blended Scotch whiskey, 20 milliliters, 0.7 ounces, roasted chestnut liqueur, 2 dashes aromatic bitters, black walnut preferable, 1 pinch of salt. Directions. Stir with ice until chilled, strain into a rock glass with a clove-studded orange peel. __ The Nutcracker, from Swiftboro. Rebecca Pink Swan, senior bartender at Swiftboro, a two-story cocktail bar close to the historic Borough Market, showed off their Nutcracker, a take on the flip cocktail. A flip is traditionally shaken with a fortified wine, in this case, vintage port, something sweet. She uses a hazelnut liqueur and cognac, and a whole egg, which gives it the creamy texture we associate with Christmas. Pink Swan finishes hers off with some grated nutmeg for an added seasonal touch, creating a beautiful, decadent, dessert-like cocktail that's not too sweet, and would pair well with your Christmas PUD. Pro tip. Apart from making sure your eggs are fresh, Pink Swan says the perfect pour is all about the cold glass. I like to put mine in the freezer. Even as little as 5 minutes before you're going to shake it up. Just for that beautiful, temperature contrast, she says. Ingredients. 1 whole egg, 20 milliliters, 0.7 ounces, chestnut liqueur. Could substitute with Frangelico, 30 milliliters, 1 ounce, port 50 milliliters, 1.7 ounces, Hennessy, cognac. Directions. Add all ingredients to your cocktail tin. Dry shake, no ice, first and then shake with ice. Single strain into a frozen glass. Garnish with freshly grated nutmeg. __ Nougat and Vodka, from Twice Shy over in West London. The neighborhood bar Twice Shy offers a winter favorite that reminds co-founder Ilan Sadu of eggnog. It uses his homemade nougat vodka, but you can make your own by adding nougat. You can buy it in a candy store, and vodka to a mason jar and then stirring every few days until the nougat dissolves. It's not anything which is complicated to drink. It's quite light, it's enjoyable, and it's kind of a happy drink, Sadu says, adding that as a honey-based cocktail this works perfectly after dinner with cheese. Ingredients. 50 milliliters, 1.7 ounces, nougat-infused vodka. 5 milliliters, 0.18 ounces, Di Serono Amaretto liqueur. 15 milliliters, 0.5 ounces, lemon juice. 10 milliliters, 0.25 ounces, honey. 15 milliliters, 0.5 ounces, egg white. Directions. Build the cocktail in the shaker, then dry shake. Add ice and shake the cocktail, double strain in a rock glass over ice, garnish with grated nutmeg. __ Suzette, by Sofitel London St. James. At Sofitel London St. James, bartender Mikey Chaplin recommends their Suzette cocktail for a holiday treat. It's inspired by the classic French crepe and a take on the whiskey sour. Chaplin says the orange notes makes it fantastic for Christmas, and believes this one is best slowly sipped on its own. Ingredients: 30 milliliters, 1 ounce, Singleton of Dufftown 12-year-old whiskey, 15 meters, 0.5 ounces, Grand Marnier Cuvée Alexander. Regular Grand Marnier can be used. 10 milliliters, 0.25 ounces, Aperol. 5 milliliters, 0.18 ounces, discarded sweet cascara vermouth. Lillet can be used instead. 25 milliliters, 0.75 ounces, lemon juice. 15 milliliters, 0.5 ounces, orange syrup. See below. Fresh orange peel. Orange syrup recipe, 1 liter. 1 kilogram, 5 cups, castor, or superfine, sugar. 1 kilogram, 5 cups, orange peels, sliced. 500 milliliters, 18 ounces, filtered water. Slice orange peels into thin strips, removing the pith. In a pot, combine the peels, sugar, and water. Simmer over low heat until it gains a thick texture, stirring occasionally. Strain the syrup to remove the peels. Directions: place ice in a shaker base, pour in all ingredients. Shake well and single strain over large ice cubes in a rock glass. Finish with orange peel, trying to burn the oil squeezed over the glass. __ Ho, H.O., Hot Chocolate, from Side Hustle, Nomad London. Shoppers in Covent Garden might slip into the nearby Nomad London's Side Hustle bar or cozy up in its library for afternoon tea and a boozy and extremely chocolate Y-Ho, Ho, Hot Chocolate. Bar director Liana Oster explains that this warm treat makes a great post-dinner tipple. If you don't want dessert and you want a drink element, this one is fantastic to have after dinner. It's a nice mix of chocolate and some bitter and herbal flavors, she says. Oster makes her own marshmallows to garnish, but says shop-bought work equally well. The homemade hot chocolate can also be substituted with a high-quality, ready-made version instead if you don't want to create from scratch. Pro tip: Oster urges budding mixologists to think big. For example, if you're making an eggnog, make 2 liters instead of 1 liter. Think of bigger batches, she says. It's just easier. And a lot of the time they stay fresh, so you won't be wasting anything. Ingredients: 15 milliliters, 0.5 ounces, green chartreuse. 22 milliliters, 0.75 ounces, Fernet Branca. 150 milliliters, 5 ounces, hot chocolate base. See below. For the hot chocolate base: 200 grams milk chocolate, 520 grams dark chocolate, 8 split vanilla beans, 8 pints, 4 quarts, double cream, heavy cream, 300 grams white sugar, 1 pint filtered water. Heat heavy cream, water and vanilla beans over medium heat, just hot enough to melt the chocolate. Add the chocolate and sugar to the mixture and stir constantly so it doesn't scorch. Continue mixing everything to ensure the ingredients are dissolved. Strain. Directions: pour the hot chocolate base over the rest of the ingredients, mix until everything is dissolved, and then strain the mixture through a chinois strainer. Serve in a glass teacup or coffee mug. Louise Dixon, The Associated Press.